Extra security has been put in place to prevent looting of homes damaged by the powerful tornado that tore through South Auckland on the weekend. 67 people are still out of their homes as the clean-up of Papatoetoe continues. Chen Liu reports.
South Auckland GP Dr. Api Taremaitonga was shocked when he saw a window, wall and ceiling of his Cavendish Doctor's Clinic being torn apart. The clinic's been forced to close and repair work is ongoing. Dr. Taremaitonga says people are exhausted, especially after COVID-19 lockdowns earlier this year.
We've been really clear with our staff to take time out and look after themselves and in constant contact with them, but it's the patients that we haven't seen that I worry about.
Auckland Council's General Manager for Building Concerns, Ian McCormack, says 260 buildings have been assessed and more are underway. He says about 20 properties are deemed uninhabitable, 51 have safety hazards but can be partially entered, and 119 have minor damage. Mr. McCormack says compliance officers will work with affected owners to help them return home.
There's a very large number of contractors working with closely with the owners and occupants, getting those homes repaired and, I said cleaning up the mess from what has been a really shocking display of the power of the weather.
According to duty controller at Auckland Emergency Management, Fleur Eldridge, 67 people are staying in emergency accommodation, up from 60 last night. She says the clean-up continues with a focus on waste removal and trees and debris tidy up.
We're asking residents, subject to safety conditions, if they can remove their trees from their properties and put them out on the berm, and the Auckland Council Waste Management will come and pick up those trees for removal.
She says people can visit the Civil Defence Welfare Hub at an Alan Brewster Leisure Centre for help. And emergency management are working with the Ministry of Social Development, Red Cross and the Salvation Army to offer ongoing assistance.
That support has been provided, and there's a mixture of support. We're providing financial assistance, insurance advice, advice on where to stay.
A Red Cross volunteer at the help centre, Jonathan Poles, says less people are visiting today compared to yesterday. He says many visitors required accommodation assistance, but people seem positive.
They seem in good spirit on the whole. Not 100% happy with what's happened, but seem to be doing well and bearing up under the circumstances.
Extra security patrols are in place in Papatoetoe to provide reassurance to residents concerned their properties are at risk of being looted. Police say they are aware of locals' concerns and are working to ensure the safety of the area. They have not had any reports of burglary or theft, but encourage people to look out for each other. More than $80,000 has been donated to the family of Janish Prasad, the mechanic killed during a storm at the Ports of Auckland Freight Container Hub in Wiri.